We're about to hear the voice of a young immigrant who's now making a life in the country of his parents, a country he never expected to see. That country is Cambodia. Back in the late 1970s, hundreds of thousands fled Cambodia as the Khmer Rouge turned it into a killing field.
You know, during the war, my mom, she walked on foot with me still in her stomach, ducking and dodging bullets, you know, falling in ditches, trying not to get caught by the Khmer Rouge.
That's Ruyen Aum. He was born in a refugee camp and then moved with his family to Virginia. Like many Cambodians, he never became a U.S. citizen, which meant he was eligible for deportation when he committed a crime. He had never set foot in Cambodia before landing there at age 23, but now he and other deportees are working with Cambodian drug addicts through a group called Korsang. For 1 month, Ruyen carried a tape recorder documenting his new life.
What up? My name is Ruyen Aum, also known as Lucky. I'm a deportee, currently living in Cambodia. I was raised in the U.S. though. But anyways, I'll just give a little rundown of my life. I got gang-related when I was 11 years old. I chose the streets. I was a smart kid, AB average. My favorite subject's math. I'm quick with numbers. But my dad made it hard for me to stay home. He was a drunk, you know, alcoholic. When I got home, I was just running the streets. Went to prison when I was 17, and then got deported back to Cambodia, my native land. Right now we're at the Pojintong Airport, country of Cambodia, Southeast Asia. This was the first place my feet touched Cambodian soil. It was a non-stop flight too. It was like they was in a hurry to get us here. While I was on a plane, first thing I felt was fear. I thought I was gonna be kidnapped, killed by the government officials, being that we ran from the country, you know, during the Civil War. But right now, I'm trying to figure out a way to survive for myself, for my girl, and my soon-to-be-born son. Right now we walking through an alley to get to my house. Watch out for the barbed wires too. Welcome to my humble home. This is my wife, Kuwait. That's how she wait for day to day, you know, her soap operas. When it's on, I can't get her attention. I know she have the TV from 7 to 10. Me and my girl, and we going through some difficult times right now. Currently, I do have a job, though. I work for Korsang, which is an NGO, non-government organization. We work with IDU, you know, injecting drug users, basically just to prevent the spread of HIV. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right now, we're sitting on the patio of my house. And I got my homie right here, like my brother, Wicked. You know, he's from San Diego, California. We work together, you know, me and Wicked. Ex-gangbanger, too. Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, my name is Hank Sapir, also known as Wicked.
How did you feel, you know, during the deportation process and stuff?
I just said, ready for whatever, you know.
Did you, like, hear stories about Cambodia, though?
Nah, I was just numb to everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that we've been through in the States already, how we got to the States and everything. So I was like, it's always an episode after another. And get ready for the next episode, ha!
And what is Korsang?
Korsang, it means rebuild in Khmer. And we work with drug users.
We the best qualified, you know, individuals for that.
I agree with that, too. Just because we were there, it's us. I mean, most of us has had experience with drugs in the streets, in the prisons. And so we opened up our first drop-in center. Remember that?
Building. That's straight ghetto right there. That's straight hood.
Now it's just like we got over 50, 60, 70 participants, drug users coming to our drop-in center every day. It's amazing. I'm glad that, you know, I'm a part of this.
You know, you never judged me, and every word that come out your mouth towards me, it stays in there, you know. Out of everybody, I feel you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
When we go do outreach, we go pick up needles, you know, dirty syringes. One of the main outreach sites that we hit is a place called Bangladesh. Basically, where all the IDUs are at, and, you know. They shoot anywhere around here. Every time we come here, we pick up at least 300 to 400. And we come here three times a week. No matter how much we pick up, it's still going to be the same amount the next day. If we don't give them clean needles, then they'll use the same needle over and over again. That's how infections and stuff cause, you know. But sometimes they don't care. They're just trying to get their high, you know. So all I can do is just educate them on how to be safe.
Yeah, this my little boy right here.
His name is La Bon Visna. Bon means blessed, and Sanang means lucky. And he's not lucky just because my nickname is Lucky. He's lucky because through all the situations that we went through and all the trials and errors and stuff, he's lucky to be in the world right now. Step into this crazy world. He was born 9:15 at night last night. Right now I'm tired, but I still stay up and just look at him, you know? Look at his sideburns. Got that from me. I feel relieved, thankful, and blessed, you know? I don't care about nothing else no more but him. It's time to be a man now. You know, sometimes when I get stressed out, I just need to clear my head. I leave the city and go to the countryside, you know. The best place for me is the beach. I look out in the ocean, you know. All that space that's in front of you, my mind is, it clears, you know. Somehow, some reason, I feel closer to my family. I could swear, like, Virginia is right there, you know, right across the water.
That's Ruin Lucky Ohm. Lucky's story was produced by Matt Ozeg on an International Reporting Project fellowship. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.